Well, hello. Glad you called. The other day, my wife Nancy and I were on the beach walking and looking for sea glass, and there were just a whole lot of seagulls flying around, and it was just so marvelous to watch them with their wingspan as it was, and they were just flying so gracefully through the air. And I got to thinking how it used to be years ago before we had airplanes, when men wished that they, like a bird, could fly. Well, birds are interesting. My daughter Robin raises finches, and I've got a grandson, Briar, who likes to raise teaks. But the sad thing is, the other day I was driving my car, and I hit a sparrow, killed the sparrow. Now, I did not mean to hit the bird at all. It was just, I guess it was just that we were both at the wrong place at the right time, or something like that. It did, however, cause me to reflect upon the Word of God, which says, "Be strong and be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." That's in Joshua chapter 1, 6. So what does that have to do with my killing the sparrow? In this way, if according to the word, a sparrow can fall to the ground without God knowing it, then that means you have the attention of the Almighty. God's going to be with us wherever we go. So, my friend, if he is aware of me, then I should be of good courage. God is with you, my friend, right now. Yep, where you are. So no matter where you are or who you are, God has assured you of his presence. And you know, it's true, no matter if a person goes high in the sky or deep in the ocean, you can't get away from God. So be of good courage. Be not afraid of the difficulties that are in your life right now. Or you know what? Maybe that trial through which you're going. Things look so bad. And they may really be bad. But please acknowledge God is with you, and then you have a friend in him to hold your hand. Let's pray. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that this one listening would be given great assurance. May they know of your concern over them, that they are not forgotten. And because if you know of the fallen sparrow, you certainly know of this special dear one. So just bless them right now and in the hours ahead. In the name of Jesus, amen. And as always, after the signal, if you'd like to speak to me, you may. Some do. And for those of you who do, I want to let you know that I appreciate it, and I think that you are very, very special. And I'm glad that you are blessed by these changed messages every day. Thanks again for calling, and goodbye.